let the children come to Jesus. The other day, I was listening to one of the messages I preached in church. It was a previous day's message. My younger daughter was close by. To my utter amazement, she began to quote the message verbatim. My wife and I had to commend her and concluded that she really attended the service. This is Destiny Capsules Devotional with Demola Awoyele. Friend, let the children come to Jesus. When you look at the attitude and response of Jesus towards children, you will pick God's mind concerning children and the purpose of God. Matthew 19:13-15. Children are not necessary distraction to God and the church. They are very significant in the kingdom. Truly, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, God has perfected praise. Psalm 8:2 and Matthew 21:16. We miss it when we don't prioritize our children's learning and development in spiritual things. 1 Samuel 2:12. Why do we spend hugely on adult church and treat children's church as an addendum? Children's church is not another playground. It is a training ground. While it is important we make the environment look good and exciting enough to attract and interest the children, we must feed them with God's word when they come. 2 Timothy 3:15. We must use the best method possible to deliver God's word to our children. It must not be left to chance. We must be intentional about it, structure it, and develop the right curriculum. You can always tell the future of your church by what is going on in your children's church. You can also tell the future of your family and lineage by just looking at your children. 2 Timothy 1:5. Let the children come to Jesus. Like Hannah, baby dedication is not just a ceremony. It is a covenant. It is you telling God that you have released that child to God to be molded and shaped for destiny. 1 Samuel 1:11-27-28. I always tell nursing mothers during child dedication to make sure they continue to bring their babies to church. Don't assume that nothing is important to the baby. Something is happening to them, rubbing off on the spirit and soul of the child. Parents, be careful of the kind of environment you create for your children at home. Acts 16:1-5. No statement is casual. Their spirit is listening. Any content on the TV or social media that you cannot watch while your children are with you is not also healthy for you. You are the best model for your children. Take them to church. Worship God in their presence. Fathers, let your children see you praying and studying the word of God. 1 Timothy 2:8. Leadership is better caught than taught. I pray for you today that you will model the right values and virtue before your children. And may God raise giant via your home as you fulfill your God-given destiny. This is a blessed day for you. Go and win with Jesus. You will succeed. And bye for now.